Hello, Jason Ong with the top stories on ABC News. US-backed militias have taken the city of Raqqa from Islamic State group militants, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have raised a flag inside the Raqqa Stadium, which was one of the last major pockets of resistance in the city. The SDF has been fighting IS in Raqqa since June. Raqqa was the IS capital and stronghold in Syria. Federal Labor wants more detail on the government's new energy policy, but isn't ruling out backing it. The coalition wants to introduce a national energy guarantee, which would impose reliability and emissions reduction targets on retailers. But it needs support from COAG, and several Labor premiers have already criticised the policy. A four-month-old baby boy is in a serious condition in a Brisbane hospital after being attacked with a knife. He's undergone emergency surgery and his grandmother has been charged with attempted murder. She's due to face the Brisbane Magistrates Court tomorrow. And the AFL has knocked back a bid from transgender footballer Hannah Mounsey to enter tomorrow's AFL Women's Draft. 27-year-old Mounsey nominated herself for the draft after playing in Canberra's local competition. She says the last-minute ruling has dismayed and confused her. That's the latest from ABC News.